Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is M. Jiromoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Morayo by Wizkid. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Morayo is arguably one of the most anticipated albums in African circles in recent times, and there are a lot of reasons for that. I mean, Wizkid being Wizkid, everybody knows when he drops an album, you want to listen. And especially after Made in Lagos and what he did there, what he captured, there's always been a lot of expectation for project after project because what is Wizkid going to give us next, right? And add to that, the rollout of the album has been quite interesting. We've known for quite a long time that the album is called Morayo after his late mom, and he's been, you know, all over the place on social. Remember the time on IG when he just went on there and started blasting everybody saying Morayo is going to be a different album, I'm not an Afrobeats artist, all that stuff. And then he's constant bickering with Davido online on Twitter and all that, like, ah, oh man, it's a lot, but it's a great way to keep everybody sort of guessing as to what's next and also have that attention. And this is why when he dropped the album, we all listened, right? But let's talk about the music and less about all that other stuff. You know what? I'm gonna come out and say it. Wizkid on Morayo actually brought back the album listening experience, something we hardly ever get across many projects nowadays. And it doesn't matter whether it's international projects or continental projects across Africa, we no longer really get albums that give us that album listening experience, you know? We don't get many of them. Throughout Morayo, Wizkid slots in little surprises everywhere. It could be, you know, a young skit by a famous legend that's not just a shout out, or it could be the song with Brent Fayez, which was more so two songs in one. At the 2 minute 37 mark, it totally switches to become another song, but it's one song, bruh. It's wild because you have to actually listen to each song from start to finish to get those things. And that means, you know, when he does that, you want to know what's next. What's the next song like? What are the next 10 songs like? Does he have these little surprises for us? You know, and that is part of that album listening experience that I'm talking about. The song Break Me Down could be an interesting one for crossover appeal with the Caribbean dancehall influence, which is palatable to many ears. I'm keen to see how this one goes, to be honest, and I really think it kind of speaks to what Wizkid was going for. There's so many different styles of music here. They could appeal to people in the Caribbean, people in the US, people in Nigeria, people in that wider Africa, people in Europe, that kind of thing. And that's really, really cool. It was interesting to see the formula on Bad For You, which is more so a hip-hop R&B beat that will find its place with the US crowd, without a doubt. And of course, having Jasmine Sullivan's soulful vocals on there made it that much better. And this song could be a very dangerous song. Very, very dangerous. Now, one intelligent execution aspect about Morayo is how the log drum was used. Instead of going for more amapiano-y type vibes, even if Bad Girl with Ashake occupies that slot specifically, Wizkid crafted a different sound and then added the log drum as a complement to that sound, which is genius and awesome. This makes the overall vibe quite different from what anyone is doing, yet the feeling of the log drum is still there and kind of like occupies that, hey, as Africans, we love that boom, that bass type feel. When you look at the track list, but more so when you listen to the music, Wizkid chose some top tier collabos for Morayo. Brent Fayez, Tia Cola, Jasmine Sullivan, Ashake, Anae Cardot. I mean, bruh, like musicians, bro. Exceptional in stylistic addition to his magnetic delivery by all means. And again, it being Wizkid, you know it was quite measured for a reason, which is cool. Now, I don't want to start anything by saying this, but Morayo is actually the closest embodiment of the feeling we got from Made in Lagos when we heard it. In some ways, it could actually be an extension of that album without being a copy. There's actually a particular reason for that, and I'm going to get to it in a second. Head over to the website mjwemoto.com, which is mjwemoto.com. I've got some merch that I've designed myself, and it's up there, so get yourself some. mjwemoto.com. Now, as I was saying, the reason is this. Wizkid's sound is really gorgeous when he eases off the gas a little bit. And let's just sip our drinks and take a puff of that good stuff. It's a place that taps into jazzy smoothness, plenty of guitar riffs and actually live instrumentation, drum patterns that fleet between Afrobeats, R&B and dancehall mostly, and then he adds that highlife, hip-hop and pop when needed with those sweet melodies. So it's this concoction. There's a lot of smooth R&B passing music dotted around Morayo, especially after you get past the first maybe five songs thereabouts. And Wizkid then generally just comes through with different singing styles from other genres in his delivery. And this is why Wizkid said he's not an Afrobeats artist. And I know it's gonna piss a lot of people off, but there's a reason he said that. It's very hard to classify this album as Afrobeats purely. This album is fluid and it touches on multiple genres. It's mind music, as opposed to being one particular genre, and a lot of people won't like that being said, but it's the reality you get with many artists at that level. And I recently did a video on this the other day, I'm going to link it. They don't belong to any genre and you're still going to love the music. And that's why Wizkid said he's not an Afrobeats artist. He's at some level, I don't even know what to call it, because on this album, he gives us Afrobeats, pop, R&B, dancehall, hip-hop, some sort of Caribbean flavors, highlife, all concocted together. I'm a piano even. It's even impossible to call which song will carry this album for one main reason. They're all so good and of such supreme musicality, and anything can actually, you know, pop off for different reasons and in different markets as well. So it's going to be very hard for anybody to say this song in particular is going to be the one that's going to be like the standout track, maybe in a way that we got with Essence on Made in Lagos. And who knows what that song is going to be, because pretty much all the songs are freaking phenomenal on Morayo. It will also depend on what songs Wizkid and his team will push. I do think Soji might be a problem. That song, it just has the right dose of everything, in my opinion. When I heard it, like the first time I'm listening, this is probably like 30, 45 seconds in, I was like, yeah, this is the song. But yet, if you listen to the song he did with Tia Cola, then the other one, Slow, with Anae Cardot, come on, man. Fire music all the way. I actually liked Pray, which is the last one as well. In fact, there's so many songs here that are just fire. That's just the truth. And, I mean, it goes without saying, it is a no-skips album. If you want more tempo in your music, the songs you love are Pray, like I mentioned, which will be a great song at live shows, I'm sure. It just has that thing for live shows. Kese, and then Karamo and Bad Girl as well. I think they've got more of a tempo to them. So if you're looking for bangers type of music, then those are the songs you should be looking at. This is easily. Morayo is easily Wizkid's best project since Made in Lagos, 100%. The challenge for me as a listener is trying to step outside of the Made in Lagos mindset, because it was so iconic as an album, so that I don't listen to Morayo looking for equivalent songs or something like that. It's a beautiful work of art on its own, in its own right, and Wizkid really took his time with this one. And his patience is a W for us as his fans and lovers of his music. As a result, when I was listening, I never saw the 47 minutes, 18 seconds pass. It was like, it's done, you know, that kind of thing. And it was like listening to an album I already knew and loved. That's when I knew Wizkid as a winner, yeah. He didn't try to overextend himself. He showed us why he is him. And it's beautiful to see a certain maturity. And when I say that, it's also the same maturity, that feeling that I felt when Made in Lagos was released. Like, it was like, wow, he slowed it down, you know? Especially coming after he had hits like Juru, Yo. And what he did on Made in Lagos. But I don't want to make this a Made in Lagos review. The thing is, it affords his fan base the beauty of growing with him. His sound shows exactly that. And he's one of the few artists that have given their fans that luxury. I've been listening to him since Holla at Your Boy, bruh. And I've grown into pretty much most of his new offerings and sounds just throughout the years. I don't even know how many years it is, like 14, 15 or something. And as much as he's switched things up to keep it fresh, I've grown with him. At the same time, he has scooped countless new and younger fans along the way. And that tells you all you need to know. That's what makes Wizkid an excellent musician with undeniable longevity and artistry. The challenge is trying to determine if Morayo is or can be as groundbreaking as Made in Lagos. But that would be unfair, I think. It's a different time, it's a different vibe with its own undeniable motivations. It therefore deserves to be looked at for its own unattached merit. And that's what I'm going to do if I want to be fair and impartial. Wizkid is no stranger to 10 out of 10 albums, and Morayo isn't far in my opinion. I think it's around a 9.4 for me, so it's super close. It's like right there on the cusp. And I mean, that's an A plus plus. It's so close to being that album, but it can't be because Made in Lagos already is. So I'm looking at it on its own and not looking for another Made in Lagos. It is easily his best project in 3 years and right up there with the rest of his career offerings. Album Mode Wizkid is a dangerous Wizkid, and this album, given the right time and the right songs given the platform, could really be Wizkid's most iconic album. The biggest reason for that is not the technical execution, which is stellar by the way, or anything like that. It's more so the fact that the music has a certain feeling that will capture somebody in Brazil as much as it will capture somebody in South Korea, as much as it will capture somebody in London, somebody in Lagos, somebody in Johannesburg, somebody in Chicago, hell, somebody in Melbourne, Australia, all that. And that's so hard to do. It's almost impossible for most musicians. But Wizkid creates these pockets, just like he did on Made in Lagos. And he's done it on Morayo. It's just going to be interesting because I just think it's a diverse album that's going to be loved by people from opposing sides, if you know what I mean. So, yeah. But we got to give it time. That's what we got to do. It doesn't become iconic in one listen or in 3 listens, it becomes iconic over time. So I genuinely think Wizkid nailed it on this album. Let me go back to listening to Morayo, man. You tell me, what do you think? Has he done it or it's mid? I don't know. Let me know in the comments below. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Nende.
This podcast is hosted by MJ.